This recording, India 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Come and Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harris, kept calling, "Come a comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire liar, thought it was a fair price for a cure." Anybody will, if they look through the history, will find that India has 16 major languages. Those are nationally recognized languages. They have their own. Each one has its own grammar. Each one has its own accent and phonetics. Everything is totally different from the other language. So if I go from Rajasthan to, let's say, the southern part of India, I won't be able to understand the language in the other state. So there are 25 states, and nearly all of them have a language of their own. And not only that, each language has its own dialects, so that just in case of England, we find that if you go to the northern part of England, they speak in a different tone, they have different accent. And a person from southern England, if he goes to the northern part, he won't even be able to understand the accent there. India, with all its 16 languages, each one having its own dialects, you can imagine how much difficult it is for a person to understand each language. And so this is what I mean, Indians, although they didn't like being ruled by the Queen for 200 years that they ruled us, but the one thing that they did very good to India was they united the country with all its diversity, and English has now become one unifying language in India. Sarah Perry ek nurse thi jiska kaam tha जो एक ज़ू में काम करती थी. ये ज़ू एक ऐसे ज़िले में था जो कि काफ़ी ही सुनसान और वीरान था, पर उसे खुशी थी कि उसे ये नया जॉब मिला क्योंकि यह अस्पताल एक ड्यूक स्ट्रीट टावर नाम की जगह पे था और यह उसके घर के पास था और उसको यह जगह काफी अच्छा भी लगता था।